WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. The vocal group The Flamingos first topped the rhythm and blues charts in the mid-50s and had hits on and off until 1971, outlasting most other doo-wop groups. Rock and roll historian Ed Ward says their success had a lot to do with their sophisticated sound and perseverance.
You ain't ready. That's what the man at United Records told the five young black men who auditioned for him one afternoon in 1952. And rather than give up, they went back home and wrote a song using their turndown as a title. They weren't about to get depressed because they knew they had something, and it wouldn't be long before all of Chicago, and maybe the world, heard about the Flamingos. Like so many vocal groups of this era, the Flamingos came into being on a Chicago street corner when Jake and Zeke Carey decided that their job hunting was getting nowhere, so they might as well try to get rich quick. And when they walked into United Records after a few weeks' rehearsal, they were serious. Being told they weren't ready, somebody might have reasoned, meant that someday they would be. And the group rehearsed every chance they could get for over a year before they tried again. Besides the Careys, the Flamingos consisted of Johnny Carter, Paul Wilson, and lead singer Solly McElroy, and together they could really harmonize. A Chicago label named Chance signed them to a contract, and Golden Teardrops, released early in 1954, was a strong regional hit with blacks and whites alike. This sort of thing was hard to keep a secret in Chicago in the 50s, and pretty soon the group's manager, Ralph Leon, was approached by the Chess Brothers, who had most of Chicago's top blues talent on their label. Chess had a pop subsidiary, Checker, and that's where the Flamingos went next, although Leon died before their top 10 hit, I'll Be Home, was released early in 1956.
I'll be home my time. Please wait for me. We'll stroll along together. Once more, love will be free.
By now, the Flamingos had a new lead singer, Nate Nelson, and Louis Armstrong's manager, Joe Glazer, who got them on tours with Duke Ellington and other top band leaders, as well as a stint in Las Vegas at, where else, the Flamingo.
Oh, a kiss from your lips changed my whole life around.
But songs like A Kiss From Your Lips didn't do as well as the group hoped. There were complaints from black disc jockeys that they sounded too white, and it's true that their harmonies were a good deal more advanced than a lot of street corner singers. The way to go, then, was the way Solly McElroy had taken when he left. He joined the Platters, famous for their interpretations of pop standards, as well as for selling records by the bushel basketful. Glazer felt that Chess did a good job with blues, but was falling down in the pop department, so he signed the group with End Records in New York, the top of the line for vocal groups, and they recorded an entire album of standards. This was unusual enough for 1959, but they released the album without a hit single first and waited to hear which cut the public liked. That's the way it's done nowadays, but it was daring back then. And the public chose the right record, too. One of the ultimate expressions of the group harmony sound. Listen.
My love must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you. Are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright.
Have Eyes for You sold and sold, cracking the pop charts and ensuring the Flamingos' fame. There were other records right down to the mid-70s with a bunch of different guys going in and out of the group, but the Flamingos never again made it quite as big. Mostly that was because the doo-wop sound was fading by the time they hit, but as I understand it, they're all doing pretty well these days, and I'm sure the Carey brothers would agree, it beat working.
Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, the Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll. He also writes for the Austin Chronicle.
And I only have eyes for you.
This is Fresh Air.